Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there. You're listening to a special Other Side of the News dispatch from Something Offbeat. Every weekday, our host Mike Rogers does the special Other Side of the News feature on KRLD 1080. Now you can find them here in the Something Offbeat podcast feed.
Who needs 9-inch nails when you have a 20-inch Husqvarna? That's how the Texas Chainsaw Orchestra had it figured. Four guys from UT working one summer at a logging camp in the Pacific Northwest.
We all had this interest in chainsaws, not that any of us had ever really worked one before.
But in using them for the first time, Rich D and his buddies discovered that by adjusting the throttle, you can really make these babies sing. And that led to their first album, which came and went and was pretty much forgotten when Rhino Records called up one day and asked the boys to reunite. And they didn't have to be asked twice.
We're putting the band back together.
We're on a mission from God.
And the result? Has to be heard to be believed.
We decided to augment it with other instruments and impact wrenches and weed whackers and routers and table saws and chop boxes.
And while these aren't as musically pure as flutes and French horns, they don't have to be.
American Woman, the lick is so strong that you don't have to nail the pitch exactly. Because this is not something where it's like you're, you know, it's Ock Perlman playing a violin.
Well, that's for sure. And if you think that's something, how about the Dolly Parton classic, I Will Always Love You? That's on there, too. And we should point out that this is messy work.
Well, we recorded for 2 weeks and we cleaned up for three.
And dangerous, too, with all that exhaust spewing out of the instruments. And, of course, the sharp edges. You still have all your fingers?
Let me see. Well, at least on this hand.
And I'm Mike Rogers with the Other Side of the News on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you so much for listening to this special Other Side of the News dispatch from the Something Offbeat podcast. You can subscribe to us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.